Mr. Steingart?
Here.
Mr. Steingart's present. Ms. Laughlin? Ms. Laughlin's absent. Mr. Siegel?
Here.
Mr. Siegel's present. Mr. Sykes?
Here.
Mr. Sykes present. Mr. Smith? Mr. Smith's absent. Mr. Gunther?
Here.
Mr. Gunther's present. Mr. Perello? Mr. Perello's absent. Ms. Roig? Ms. Roig's present. We have a quorum.
Before we start, can we just mention everyone else who's on the line? So from IDA staff, it's myself, Jennifer Flad. We have Julio. We have our counsel, Walter. We also have Linda Hannigan and Viva Condacorum from RBT CPAs. We have Debbie Nola. We have Patricia Roballo. We have Robert Doherty, Chairman of the Legislature. We have Ken Walter. Is anyone else on the line that I haven't named?
I wasn't counting. How many board members do we have?
You have a quorum. You have five.
We have five.
I just want to make sure that looking through the list, I don't think there'll be anybody that has to recuse himself. I just want to make sure. Because I would offline dial Joey. I was expecting him on the phone tonight.
Joey, is that you?
No, I talked to him last night about it, so he was expecting to be on.
Yes,
Leo, do you want to try calling it? Do you have his cell number?
We
can start anyhow. And while we're getting the review, I'll call him and text him and let him know to get on. So.
Okay.
So let's first go through our approval of the minutes. A motion to approve the March 9th minutes.
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Were there any revisions from the schedule of payments from what we received?
No.
Okay, motion to approve as submitted?
I'll make it.
Second.
I'll second.
Is that Joey? Joey?
Okay. My computer.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Any questions with the staff report? Okay, if not, Linda and Ziva, I know that Jen just recently sent out a couple of revisions to the financials, but do you want to start reviewing?
Yes, we can. Thank you. This is Linda Hannigan with Viva of RBT CPA. Thank you for the opportunity to work with your team. It went very well. We're first going to discuss the financial statements and the changes that you just mentioned. I'll just point them out. They're items that came up in the management review on Friday. So, you're looking at the financial statements with number 61749. That's the financials for the County of Sullivan IDA. Our auditor's opinion is unmodified, meaning that your report's financial statements are fairly stated. I think the key things to point out, the management's discussion and review is written by and reviewed by management. The financial statements themselves start on page 5 of the document, page 9 of the PDF, showing that the total assets were $9.9 million, total liabilities $1.3 million, and your net position $8.6 million, and the change that was made was in the classifications between restricted and unrestricted that were discussed on Friday. Page 6 of the document shows your statement of activity, total revenue is $1.1 million, total operating expenses $400,000, leaving you an operating income of approximately $690,000, non-operating expenses of $114,000, giving you a positive change in net position of $574,000. Cash flow gives you an idea of the sources and uses of cash during the year. You'll see overall there was a net increase in cash of almost $750,000. And if I'm going too fast, if somebody has a question, please feel free to ask the question, any questions you have. The next section of the...
Would you repeat the document number that you're working on?
I'm sorry. It's 61749, and it says financial statements. 61749 is our internal number for the county of Sullivan IDA.
Thank you.
No problem. So the footnotes describe the policies, give you information about the notes receivable. The only item that was, two items that were changed in the notes from the draft on Friday was a correction on the tape. Yeah, good morning. A correction on the top of page 11, page 15 of the PDF, the USDA loan showing beginning balance, the exemption, and the balance. That was updated. And at the bottom of the page, we made a few changes to the subsequent event note that discusses the impact of the coronavirus. Following that, there are our supplemental note showing the Crystal Run Village loan being paid this year, and then following that is the listing of pilots and information pertaining to employment that prepared by management and that gives you detail by project. Our last portion of this document is our report that's required under government auditing standards, and there are no findings to record. That constitutes the financial statements. Excuse me? Yes. Any other questions?
Hi, this is Jennifer. I just wanted to let the board know in the schedule of supplementary information with the details on the project, you'll notice there's some information missing, and we're still working to gather that information from our projects. We've also I think we need to make some modifications to some of the figures that are given. So it's my understanding that we will ask RBT to modify and update that that schedule when we're ready with all the final numbers. But due to the coronavirus crisis, it's been difficult to get information from some of our projects, understandably. So we will continue to work on that and then ask to have that schedule updated when we have all those figures. So with that, I would move on to the board report. Also has the identifying number 61749, report to the board of directors. This document includes some required information, saying that we had no issues with the conduct of the audit, that all of our audit adjustments were accepted by management, that there were uncorrected statements, and it also gives you no changes in accounting policies, and we are separately giving you some management suggestions, and those management suggestions are on page 4 of the document, or page 8 of the PDF, and these have been reviewed by management. And the first, information technology, accounts payable, capitalization, just your information are similar in all three organizations, and just one that's individually particular to the IDA, and that the minutes should contain documentation of your review of the financial report.
And again, these are management suggestions. Each organization can determine to implement them or not. These are obviously recommended that you do. Are there any questions at this point for the IDA financial legislative report?
No one has any questions?
I don't have any. Not here.
Okay, since it's past the quarter after 11, let's open up the funding corp so we can review those financials.
So you need a motion, Ira, to recess the IDA meeting for the indeterminate period of time to hold the funding corp meeting.
So
I'll make that motion.
Second. All in favor?